Jorge Amado died this week at the age of 88. He was Brazil's best-loved and most widely translated author, and with 32 books, certainly one of the country's most prolific. Mr. Amado was from the state of Bahia in Brazil's northeast, the part of the country in which he set many of his novels, including his two most popular works, Gabriela Clove and Cinnamon and Dona Flor and Her Two Husbands. Once, Mr. Amado was a communist, and he was forced into exile. He returned to his country as a mere socialist in the 1950s and began to perfect a writing style as sultry as Bahia's sea breezes. Here, actor Joaquin de Almeida reads from Dona Flor.
Vaginho, Dona Flor's first husband, died one Sunday of Carnaval when, dressed up like a Bahian woman, he was dancing the samba with the greatest enthusiasm. Vaginho whirled in the middle of the group, stomped in front of a mulata, approached her in flourishes and belly bumps, then suddenly wobbled, listed to one side, and fell to the ground, a yellow slobber drooling from his mouth, on which the grimace of death could not wholly extinguish the fatuous smile of the complete faker he had always been. There was a hubbub in the group of dancers, a god be with us sending a shiver through the merrymakers. When Dona Flor came around the corner resting on the supporting arms of her friends, everyone divined that she was the widow, for she was sighing and moaning, not even attempting to control her sobs. She was wearing a rumpled house dress and had not yet combed her hair. Even so, she was pretty. Vadinho himself was in the habit of calling her my little corn fritter, my fried bean cake, my fat little pullet. Vadinho knew her weaknesses, that banked down desire of the timid person, that restraint which turned violent and positively unbounded when given free rein in bed. Dona Flor stood for a moment, looking at him as though she had trouble recognizing her husband, but for only an instant. With a scream that came from the very depths of her being, she threw herself upon Vadinho, clasping his motionless body to her, kissing his hair, his rouged face, his jaunty mustache, his dead mouth, forever dead.
A reading from Dona Flor and Her Two Husbands. Writer Jorge Amado died this week at the age of 88.